The following is a paid program. The claims and opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and not necessarily the views or opinions of WUPS-FM, its staff, or its advertisers.
Oh, I remember every day, each time the place was saved. The music that we made, the wind has carried.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. It's Memorial Day weekend. Nikki, happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
We spend all the holidays together.
Yes, we do.
Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter, Christmas, sunshine, the sunshine holiday.
Yeah, well, we do, don't we?
Is that a holiday?
I don't know.
Let's
make one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so happy, and my daughter's happy it's over.
Because?
We have a new addition to the family, baby Ryan.
We announced that a week ago.
Yes, I know, but still.
You're still glowing.
It's a new baby. Yeah.
Hey, everybody is, you know, I want to welcome, one, our listeners.
Oh, definitely.
I want to welcome, number one, people who always are tuned in to 98.5 UPS.
Yes.
And number two, people who possibly just tune in to hear the show.
Yeah, those which are the best.
Which we want you tuned in all the time to 98.5 UPS.
We want you tuned in, especially Sunday mornings.
Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
But
right. I want to welcome all the out-of-towners from down south and out of state who are up here visiting their family and loved ones for the holiday weekend.
Yes.
Please be safe.
Yes, please be safe.
I mean, the weather hasn't been the greatest, but, you know, it's still a holiday.
It is. It's still time to be thankful no matter what. And
we're still a law show.
Yes, we are.
What a huge show.
I know.
No, seriously.
I see all the papers.
This show is going to be by far the biggest show we've ever had to date. Bigger than the Prince show. Bigger.
You're going to top Prince?
Prince was we've had more subscribers to the Prince show on iTunes than any of our shows we've done.
I know. That was a great show.
Yeah, and we opened the show, and we're going to be playing throughout the show, Mad Season.
Yes.
Back from the grunge era, Mad Season with Layne Staley. Remember Layne Staley?
Yes, I do.
He passed away in 2002 from Alice in Chains.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, remember the song River of Deceit? Great song. Well, Mad Season was one of those super groups.
Right.
Remember they did Temple of the Dogs?
Yeah.
The same kind of group. So Alice in Chains was, I believe, already together. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll have to look up the history of Mad Season. But this was Layne Staley from Alice in Chains. Do you remember this song?
This one I don't.
Puts me in the holiday Memorial Day weekend mood.
Yeah, I think I'd need to hear the words.
People are just waking. Maybe they're saying, Todd, be quiet so we can hear the song. Gotta hear the riffs. Great song.
It is. That's a really good song.
What a tragedy.
It is.
We lost Kurt Cobain and then Layne Staley. I think he passed away in 2002.
Big loss.
I mean, Prince, David Bowie.
We lost a lot these past few years.
You know, if this song was so popular at one time, which it still is, why isn't anybody making it?
I have no idea.
Love it. Yeah.
Great song.
Mad Season, River of Deceit. And we'll be playing Mad Season throughout the entire show today.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
Yes, definitely.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. You are?
Nikki Morissette.
And I'm a criminal defense attorney right here in mid-Michigan all the way to the far reaches of the UP. And last Saturday, Cannabis Legal Group, we had our seminar down in Novi, Michigan.
Yep.
Outstanding.
You have a good turnout?
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. And I'm happy to announce, folks, that in September, Cannabis Legal Group is coming to Mount Pleasant. We're going to be putting on an all-day attorney seminar for those men and women interested in the legalized business of marijuana.
Wow, that's
currently,
great.
Currently and in the future. So when the laws get ready to change, you want to make sure if you're interested in getting involved in the business of cannabis that you're in a position to do so. And we're going to have a outstanding group of attorneys who are going to assist the public. And tickets will be available online. And we'll be discussing that throughout the whole summer.
Great.
The listeners, stay tuned because you'll hear it here first right here on our show.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, so you had a grandson. How's your holiday weekend going?
It's going really good. Staying busy, of course, and waiting for barbecues.
I had an interesting situation happen.
What happened?
I have a bumblebee that's been following me around, and I feel like I feel like I'm in a cartoon, because a bumblebee is not going to land on you and sting you. I mean, they probably sting. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just saying. In our entire existence, have you ever had an issue with a bumblebee? Now you have an issue with a wasp, or maybe some other types of bees.
Usually when I see them, I have to run the other direction.
Right, but this bumblebee, I'm telling you, there's a cartoon out there, and I'm and you and I are in it because this cute bumblebee was just buzzing around my head, and I walked slowly. I didn't want to, like, wave my arms and hurt the bee because we need the bees to pollinate. When I was younger, I always stepped on bees. I didn't know what pollination was when I was 5 years old.
Right.
In fact, your granddaughter had a grandchild, and she pollinated. Is it fair to say that?
All right. No, I'll give you that one.
I'm just saying. So it's a holiday weekend, and yes. I'm pretty stoked to be here. I have a bumblebee that followed me around like a cartoon.
Reminds me of the Porky Pig where the bee followed him.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, I got a great story.
Okay.
So it was opening day of walleye season a couple weeks ago.
All right.
I was up in the UP.
Okay.
And it was Sunday when the season opened. I was up there on Friday, okay?
Okay.
So I'm up there. I'm at the far, I'm not going to say where I was at, but I was deep. I was deep.
Okay.
I found myself a rustic campsite.
Oh, there you
along
go.
Along a river.
Right.
A walleye river where there's other fish as well.
Well, of course.
And I pull into the campsite, a rustic site, set up the tent. It didn't take that long.
Right.
Just got some firewood. And across the campsite, there was another campsite, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So across from our site was another campsite, and there were these two guys there, and there's nobody else in eyesight.
Okay.
And it's still light out. It's probably about 6 o'clock.
All right.
They had a fire going. They had a nice setup. So as it turns out, I hung out. There was just the three of us all weekend. These guys were from the UP. One was, I think, 31. The other was 26 or 27.
Okay.
Justin and Craig. I felt like I was in a movie. We hung out, the three of us, on the river all weekend. There was no one around. We didn't know each other. We had the greatest time. These guys from the UP, I mean, these guys are big boys. You know how you hear boys from the, farm boys?
Yeah.
These guys were, I'm telling you, they were chopping logs with their hands. But I want to give a big shout out to, Craig and Justin, because they cooked flank steak and they cooked, we had fresh fish.
Wow.
And it was out of control. I mean, it was like spring break for the three of us in the UP.
There you go.
But that's what the great thing about life is. We have a lot of listeners who are up north or just who live in this area, the listening area, that live a vacation life. You live off a lake, whether it's Higgins or Houghton Lake or all the lakes in the area.
Right.
We should be very thankful. But, it's just such a cool thing to decide, hey, I'm taking a day trip. I'm going to go somewhere. You go by yourself and you end up meeting complete strangers and you get along because you're all human and you're out there enjoying life and the fresh air and nature. And these guys were so hospitable.
That's really nice.
I ended up, I said, we didn't have great phone service, but I wanted to talk to their families. I called their families and told them what great young men they were. I'm not going to tell you what they did for a living, but they had great jobs, and they were just great guys. So I just wanted to mention that.
That's nice.
Because, it's just that's what life's about.
Well, it made for a pleasant weekend and a nice trip.
But there was no one there but us. And the weather was blowing, and it started snowing. It's when it snowed.
But it's still, you had a nice weekend.
But we had a great weekend.
That's good.
But, hey, we are a law show, and coming on the show is my law clerk, Tyler Webb, who is the co-founder of a blog called College Lawyer Blog.
Okay, that's
and
great.
He's been running it and doing a great job, and he's got all kinds of great stories.
Good.
So we got a lot of information to get to.
All right.
Great music.
Yes.
Great conversation.
Yes.
And a great co-host.
That's right. That's me.
That is. And we'll be right back. What?
What?
No.
We have a great host, too.
Who's that?
You.
We better go to break. We'll be right back.
So many tears, I'm starting to drown. The rains in heaven's all coming.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
I mean, really, what took you so long?
Yeah, really.
And if you live out of the listening area, you can always listen to 98.5 WUPS. How do you do it, Nikki?
You do it with the UPS app.
Yep, just go to the App Store. It's free. You can download it. And once it's the icon's on your little smartphone, all you do is what?
You click on it.
And there it is.
There it is.
And we're on iTunes.
Yes, we are.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is podcasting now on iTunes. It's free. Go ahead and subscribe. And we've got 10 shows up there.
Yes.
It's outstanding.
And they can't forget Podbean and SoundCloud.
Right. Two other platforms.
Yes.
So we've been playing for the holiday season here, Mad Season.
Yes, we have.
And coming back from break, we're playing Long Gone Day.
All right.
Do you remember that song?
Yes, I do.
Long Gone Day. Want to hear a little bit of it?
Yes.
The listeners don't want to hear us talk. I think they tune in for the music.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Everyone wants to know about you. Nikki Fan Club. Now, this is music. This is one of your favorite songs.
Oh, of course. That's when it was music. Some of the stuff nowadays is not music.
I'm tired of all these pop shows, The Voice, American Idol. Why don't they have some kind of rock show?
I don't know. I watched The Voice for one season, and then I was done.
I want hard rock. I want Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Alice in Chains.
That would be good.
Billy Idol. I just want music.
Yes.
I'm tired of
real
pop.
Real music.
I'm tired of people just shouting.
I know.
Lane Staley's in this song, too. Mad Season.
That's a good song.
It's a great song.
I like this song.
Love it.
That's great.
Love it. So here's an update on some new laws.
Okay.
This is amazing. I only have limited information because the governor signed May 10th a new driver license restriction law. So right now, I specialize amongst other things in driver's license restoration.
Right.
I mean, literally, I have restored thousands of men and women, you know, back to receiving driving privileges.
Okay.
Which feels so good. They can get to work, support their families.
Correct.
But a lot of these men and women go to what's called the driver appeal assessment division, or driver assessment appeal division. They appeal the state's revocation. Well, a revocation is when the state yanks your privileges.
Okay.
Anytime you see the word revoked, it's gone. Suspended means it's a time period where the suspension will terminate and then relief will take place at the end of a suspension.
Okay.
And suspensions come with restrictions sometimes.
Right.
But when you're revoked in order to get your privileges back or some privileges, you have to go in front of an administrative hearing judge in front of the Secretary of State.
All right.
These are attorneys who all day long sit and hear cases. There's workers' comp attorneys that do this. There's, you know, there's arbitration, and there's all kind of workers' comp, Social Security. There's also attorneys who sit as administrative hearing judges.
Okay.
Same thing with Secretary of State. And now, if you go to one of these hearings, now I'm not positive because they haven't published the law yet, but there's going to be relief in circuit court now. It used to be prior to 1992, so 92 and go back before 92.
Okay.
Before 1992, a circuit court judge had broad jurisdiction to grant restricted privileges. And in 1992, that was taken away. And it all, the law became very clear that there's a formula that if you commit these many offenses, this is what's going to happen. And you only have so many avenues of relief to seek restrictions. So now the governor's given it back to the circuit court judges to make these broad determinations with broad discretion to grant relief to folks out there. But I'm not sure if, and I specialize in this, but it's not published yet, but it's either going to be if you already have an ignition interlock device,
okay,
and you violate the terms of it and you go to have it reinstated, and if you lose, it's either you have relief in circuit court after that, or if you go for relief in the first place and get denied, you always have a right to appeal to circuit court, literally as is. But now it possibly may be you can go to circuit court and there's even broader discretion now. The bottom line is power is now being put back in the hands and discretion of the circuit court judges. You still have to go through the state.
Well, right.
I don't want to mislead everyone out there.
Right.
And I'm not going to go on the record and state exactly what it is until the law is published. When I say published, when it's on the books and I can read exactly what it says, so okay, I can interpret it.
Right, definitely.
But that's good news for the folks.
It is good news.
Because if you get denied, then you got to wait a year.
Right.
Or if you already have a restricted license and you screw up, well, see you later. But now you can go possibly to circuit court and ask a judge to grant you restrictions.
There you go.
I mean, you're going to have to justify it.
Well, of course, but at least you have another avenue.
That's big news.
It is big news.
Huge news. We've had a huge show so far.
Yes, we have.
And you have a new grandbaby.
Yes, I do.
That's exciting.
Very exciting.
You know, look, I got another huge shout out.
Okay.
I got it by buddy Steve Travis up in Grayling.
Okay.
Steve owns Asabo Towing. Asabo River.
Okay.
Did I say Asabo right?
Asabo.
Asabo. He owns Asabo Towing.
Okay.
Great guy. I want to give a big shout out to Steve Travis up there in Grayling. If you need any tow service or anybody in the holiday weekend, you're stuck on the road or anything to do with a motor vehicle, make sure you call Asabo Towing.
Okay.
Big shameless plug. And my buddy Todd Wakely, my best friend up there, Wakely family, always gives a shout. Any shameless plugs for you on this holiday season?
Just to my daughter and my mom who are always listening.
You know, I had a thought last week.
Okay.
And I was just thinking about years gone by. It's almost like a Mad Season song. But no, truly, I was thinking about when I was younger, how, and humans, I think it's human nature to do what I'm about to describe. I was always making the same mistakes over and over. And at some point, I thought years ago, many years ago, that I was predestined to always repeat and make these mistakes and be stuck in this funk. Do you ever feel like that? Like,
sometimes,
this is your
yeah.
life. You know, oh, you keep making the same mistakes. You know, one, I'm not saying this was me, but some people have bad credit. They think they're always going to have bad credit. Some people think that they can never overcome, you know, their current situation and relationships or financial situations, that they're this is how I grew up, or these are the mistakes I've always made, so I'm going to continue to make these mistakes.
Correct.
That is not true.
No, it's not.
You can break that.
Yes,
you can break the cycle. I broke the cycle, and here's what I want to tell you. When you finally break out and get beyond the revolving door of making the same mistakes over and over, you feel nervous and you have anxiety because you're not used to things going so well. It took me a long time, years, to get used to being out of that bad cycle of always repeating and making the bad choices.
Well, I totally understand because I've been there.
I mean, I hope the listeners understand and can relate to what I'm talking about.
I think everybody can relate to one point in their life that they felt that.
Because if you're so used to, like, I grew up single mother, no father, very difficult,
right.
Loving mother. She never, never took any money from the government. She worked her tail off.
Right.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I'm just saying, I mean, thank goodness for some of the programs. I mean, there's a lot of scammers out there. I'm not going to, that's a whole nother show. But, you know, once you get out, and I'm not saying that was my bad situation. I'm just saying my own personal mistakes.
Correct.
As a young man growing up.
Right.
Whatever it is, whatever time period. But when things start to go well, I was really uneasy there for a while. Like, I was just waiting for something bad to happen.
Right, because you're so used to what you were in, that funk that you were stuck in, and now that you're finally getting out of it, you feel better, but yet you're afraid.
And it's been years since I felt that way, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I do okay. I'm an older gentleman now, but yes, you always make mistakes in life.
Yes, you do.
But hopefully you've learned not to make those bad ones that really set you and your loved ones back.
Yeah, hopefully you don't.
You don't have to keep making those mistakes, folks. You can get out of the cycle and the whirlpool of mistakes.
Anybody can.
And when good things start to go your way, don't be nervous. You have momentum. Keep the momentum going and ask yourself, what did I do to get to this point where now good things are happening? Keep making those positive choices and decisions.
And stay positive through the whole process.
When you're down, there's nowhere to go but up. You must think positive. Tough times do not last. Tough people do, but you do not have to accept where you are at in life or who you are. You can always change.
Yes, you can.
It's not difficult.
No, it's actually not. It's easier than you think.
It's never too late to change your current situation.
Nope.
And I was thinking about that, like, because I recall, you know, how when things started going like okay in my life many years ago, I was nervous about it. Like, I was just waiting for something to go wrong, whether it's a car broke down or a creditor's trying to call me or a relationship issue, just something.
Right.
So, hey, yeah. We have to go to break right here on the Todd's Rock Block with Nikki Morissette on Memorial Day weekend. Nikki, we'll be right back.
So many tears, I'm starting to drown. The rains in heaven's all come down. Silver spoons to fix the crown.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, returning with Mad Season and Lane Staley from Alice in Chains fame, Nikki.
Yes, great song.
He started a group, a super group called Mad Season, and we've been playing Mad Season throughout the show.
Yes, we have.
Man, Lane Staley was great. I love Alice in Chains.
Yes.
Love it.
Great band.
And I wish I could sing. I would sing Alice in Chains. Can't do it, though.
I just look at my family getting over Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star right now.
Oh, I forgot we sang that on the show.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so listen, folks, if you're up visiting from out of town, we appreciate you tuning into the show. We are a law show, but it's a holiday show.
That's right.
And during the first segment, I was talking about a bumblebee that would not stop following me around.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was in one of those cartoons. And I did let it go. You saw during the last segment, I let it go.
Yes, you did.
And the bee is on its way to pollinate.
Yes.
Bumblebees and bees are so important to, you know, our survival. They must pollinate.
Correct. They must.
I can't explain pollination.
Me neither.
I know.
All I know is I get.
I know about conception. I know about conception, but not pollination. But we know that they land on a flower. It has pollen in it.
Right.
Am I good so far?
Yes, you're good so far.
Did I pay attention in school?
Yes, you did.
But here's the question. When they fly away or buzz away, they have little wings.
Yeah, maybe they disturb that pollen and it spreads off in the air.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then it lands somewhere else and then we just pollinate it and make more flowers.
Do acorns really grow acorn trees? What kind of tree does an acorn grow on?
That comes from a pine tree, right?
No, pine cones come from a pine tree.
But don't they start out?
Don't they come from oak trees? I don't know. We sound really wow. Okay, listeners.
Let's back up.
Listen.
And talk about something else.
I have a lot of friends and we have listeners that work in the lumber industry.
They need to call us and correct us.
We have no clue where I'm saying an oak tree creates acorns.
Okay.
Because there's not a tree called an acorn tree.
No, there's not. So maybe it is an oak. It is.
Why do I think it's an oak tree?
I don't know.
You have a phone with you, right?
Yes, I do.
Look it up. Nikki Morissette, the producer of the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Feels retarded right now.
And co-host is looking up what trees do acorns fall from. And here she goes. She's about to find the answer. I'll count down. 5, 4... You need to type faster. Your nails are beautiful. Good
Thank
color.
You.
Nail color is that?
It's a silvery pink.
What tree does it, and the listeners know, I mean, half the listeners know, but maybe they're thinking like us, yeah. Where does an acorn come from?
Apparently, they'd all be smarter than
Nikki,
us.
Nikki, how long does it take to pull this off?
It comes, the acorn or oak nut is a nut of the oaks and their close relatives. There we go. It comes from an oak tree.
Yes,
you
who is
right.
The smart lawyer of the show? Oh, my
there
gosh.
There we go. We got it.
Wow. So I had no idea, but I was right.
Yes, you were right.
Where do the helicopters come from? Remember the little things that fall off trees and they twirl down like a little
isn't
helicopter?
The weeping willow? Isn't it?
No.
I thought they came from those.
Oh, maybe you're right. Can you look that up? Nikki Morissette, Todd's co-host. We are a law show, but it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes,
we hope everybody out there has had a great time, a safe time. The weather hasn't been the greatest, but look, folks, for those of you that are up and enjoying the outdoors, just enjoy the outdoors. Look, if it rains, that doesn't mean you can't be outdoors, except if it's thundering or lightning.
Right.
And you don't want to be near a flash flood.
No, you don't.
I'm just saying. Forget about it. You know what I mean? Did you look it up?
Yes. They're also called whirligigs.
Where does the whirligig come
from? Which I've never heard of. Maple trees.
Maple tree. That would have been my first guess.
Yeah, it says maple.
All right. So where does a pine cone come from, Nikki Morissette?
Well, of course, those are pine trees.
No. Of course they do. Of course they do. Hey, you know, last weekend I had another fat bike race, a mountain bike race.
Okay.
A 27-miler.
Wow.
In one of the most gorgeous places I have never been to in Michigan.
Where were you at?
Along M-22, 20 miles south of Frankfort, Arcadia, Michigan.
Really? I've heard of it, but I've never been there.
Okay. I think it's ridiculous that people travel all over the world. They go to Yellowstone, which I'm not saying it's ridiculous to go to this place. We have such beautiful places a drive away.
Right.
A day's drive. And from mid-Michigan, it takes 2 hours and change to get to the west coast of Michigan. Arcadia, Michigan, there's really nothing there other than the lakeshore. But I don't golf, but there's a golf course called The Bluffs. It overlooks the lake, and it's up on a bluff.
Wow.
And if you go up 22, and there's a lot of listeners that have done this, there's a lookout. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
How can you live in Michigan and not go to these places?
No, see, I haven't either, but I plan on doing more traveling this summer.
Get to the Leland Peninsula and take a ferry and go camping on North Manitou Island.
Really?
One of my favorite places.
All right.
South Manitou is more modern. Okay, it's like I've been there multiple times. I think it's like a 2-hour boat ride. You have to make reservations up in Leland, the peninsula. But there's some islands, the Manitou Islands.
Okay,
and
I'm going to check
that
out.
They're part of the Dunes National Park.
I've been to the Dunes.
So when you're on the islands, if you're looking towards the east coast of Michigan from the islands, because they sit out towards the west of the lake there in Lake Michigan,
yeah.
You can see the dunes.
Okay.
I should work for the Tourism Council.
There we go.
Pure Michigan, because look, we've talked about bumblebees and pollination.
Yes.
We've talked about oak trees, maple trees, and pine trees.
Yes.
We've talked about licensed restoration, which has nothing to do with trees. We talked about Arcadia, Michigan, M-22, and the islands.
Yep.
And, but you know, it's so nice to see people right now this weekend from all over the place.
Yes.
There
are a lot.
Lake George, Higgins, Crystal Lake also. Up by Crystal Lake is up by Frankfort, Michigan.
Okay.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. There's a couple different Crystal Lakes, but wow.
I'll have to remember that.
And folks, we don't say it enough. Clean up your trash.
Oh, please.
Come on.
I seen so much yesterday. It just disgusted me.
Between Grayling and Gaylord, or Gaylord up to Vanderbilt, I hope the highway's cleaned up now because it was a mess.
Was it really?
It was a mess.
Well, I know it's a mess in my area, you know, between West Branch and St. Helen. It's a mess.
People, if you have a, I have a truck, I have a bed, I have a big truck.
Yes.
Big truck, quarter ton, Chevy. And if I ever have anything, which I often do, in the bed of my truck, I make sure that it's sealed.
Correct.
I'm not referring to, you know.
Your garbage. You don't want it flying out of the back
right.
of the truck.
Seal. I mean, but I've been behind work vehicles, and I'm not blaming the workers out. There's a lot of hard blue-collar men and women out there that work very hard, which we appreciate. But I've been behind multiple vehicles over the years where things have flown out of, like, paint tubs and,
right.
you know,
yeah,
crates.
I know.
Not necessary.
No, it's not.
Come on, folks.
It's dangerous.
And here's the other thing. Clean up your campsite. When I leave a rustic campsite, I clean it up.
You have to.
Don't leave anything. Don't leave any papers or plastic. First of all, don't leave anything in the fire pit.
No.
That's disrespectful.
Yes.
A lot of these rustic campsites, you can't have fires anyhow.
No, you can't.
Unless there's a ring, like an approved ring.
Yeah, that they have someplace there to contain it a little bit.
But get up to Jay Sporting Goods today, this weekend, on your way out of town, out of mid-Michigan, no matter where you're coming from. Go to Jay's. You know, support the local community. It's a family-owned business, and tell them we sent you.
There you go.
Nobody knows us. Who listens to this?
Everybody knows us now.
Nikki.
We have followers, so.
Yeah, we have like 20 followers.
Hey, but we're getting there.
Big shout out to Ghazi Alec. I talked to Ghazi
last week.
Really? I love Ghazi.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Alec and Jenkins, big shout out to Ghazi Alec. Attorney John Devine, big shout out to John Devine.
Okay.
Big shout out.
Yes.
Yep, great guy. And I want to give, I saw a friend of mine, Jeremy, who's been fighting an illness.
Okay.
And I saw Jeremy for the first time in about 3 months. He was back at work, and it warmed my heart and soul.
That's good news.
I was so happy to see him. And Jeremy, this show and my friends and family and Nikki's will keep you in our prayers. You and your family keep praying that you continue good health.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
You should not take life for granted.
No.
And every day when you wake up, live.
You have
to. Don't just live on the holidays.
No.
Or the weekends. Here's the thing. Every day, this is how I live my life. Every day, you should do one thing that makes you happy.
Yes.
So therefore, when you wake up, you know during that day, no matter how hard work is or how hard it is to get the kids to school or to sport activities, that you're still going to do one thing for yourself that makes you happy, whether it's take a walk, read a book, listen to some music. You have to do something for you.
Yes, that's a good way to
live. I've always lived by this, one thing a day. I always have one thing to look forward to every day. But here's the thing. And what happens is you start to find that you have more than one thing to look forward to.
Right.
And that you look forward to. And that may be spending time with your kids or your grandkids.
Correct.
It may be walking the dog. It may be going fishing. I love to fish. I was walleye fishing.
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
Oh, man, walleye's a good fish. You ever have walleye?
I can't have fish.
You ever have carp? I love carp.
I'm allergic to it.
Just joking on the carp.
I'm allergic to fish.
We talked about that because I was having smoked salmon on
one
of our shows.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back from what a huge show.
It is a huge show.
No, what do we even talk about?
I don't know.
We're like the tourism council for Pure Michigan today.
There we go.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be right back. Last segment. We're going to finish strong.
Yes, we are.
We'll be right back with Nikki Morissette.
Starting to drown, the rains in the heavens all come down. Silver spoons to fix the crown, the luckless ones are broken. Fears and lies for answers, you and open flames.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, it's the last segment.
Yes, it is.
You'll have to catch us on iTunes.
That's right.
This show today will be on iTunes. It's free. Go to iTunes and go to podcast and just type in the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, and it'll take you right to all of our shows.
Yes, it will.
And you could tune in and listen to any of them, all of them. You could subscribe. It's free.
It's a great thing.
We're trending pretty high on iTunes
right now.
Is that amazing?
It's amazing.
And I want to thank Norm and Mike, thank you so much for allowing us to do this and provide entertainment and information.
That's right.
We're a law show, but we've been more a nature show today.
Today we have,
This is like the great outdoor show. If I could live outside, I would.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, I don't need a house. I need a tent. I need a sleeping bag, which I sleep in anyhow.
Which you have your sleeping bag.
I need my dogs.
Yes.
I need warmth.
Yep.
Water and heat. That's it.
That's
all our ancestors held. There's something in my DNA. By the way, I did one of those DNA tests.
What?
I know where 93% of my ancestors came from. 93%.
Okay.
What do I say I am all the time on the show?
You say you're Italian.
You got it. My 93% of my DNA comes from that region.
Okay.
And then I had like 5% from Ireland here. 5%.
Really?
So 93 from the Italian region.
Okay.
They break them down into regions. And then I had like 3% and the 2% was something that didn't make sense, but the other 3 was from Ireland.
Wow.
That Irish Scottish area.
Okay.
Is that interesting?
It is very interesting.
Like, wow. I think the other 2 was from like Spain. that area.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Who knows? We're all a mix. We're all, and then it tells you I have like 4,000 third and fourth cousins. 4,000.
Oh my gosh.
I think you and I are related. But hey, listen, we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
Who is like my sidekick. His name is Tyler Webb. And for those listeners who don't know who Tyler Webb is, he is my senior law clerk. He has been with me for a number of years. He comes from the Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor area where he was a pitcher in high school. He umps games on the weekends. And he has been with me. He's not an attorney. He's an undergrad at CMU. He does everything for us.
Okay.
He doesn't give out legal advice. The people at the courts love him. The clients love him. We love him. What am I trying to say here? Tyler is a scholarship. He's on scholarship at CMU. He's going to be taking the LSAT soon, going to law school, and hopefully coming back and being a partner here at Levitt Law Firm.
Wow.
That's how
great.
Much we love him.
Well, good.
So Tyler, a couple years back, came up with a brilliant idea, other than working for us.
Okay.
And isn't he a good-looking kid?
He is a good-looking kid.
The women love him.
Well, I can see why.
If you're a mother out there and you want a nice son-in-law, this guy is single and available. And he's intelligent.
And he's blushing.
He's got a great job. Look, we're dressed casual today.
Yes.
Because I had a bumblebee follow me around.
Right.
Why am I wearing yellow? That's the problem.
That's your problem.
He's dressed in a suit.
Yes, he is.
He came to the show in a suit.
He looks very professional.
And for those of you going to church, coming home from church, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. So Tyler came up with an idea for a blog.
Okay.
A blog is like a newspaper online.
Right.
And some of them, people blog about everything.
Well, of course they do.
So he came up with an idea for a college blog. And it's called collegelawyerblog.com. It's a website.
Okay.
So folks, write it down, collegelawyerblog.com. You have to type the whole word in.
All right.
Say it. College.
College
lawyer blog.com. So this is Tyler's brilliant idea, and I'm proud to say it has attracted, each month we get thousands and thousands of people. Tyler does. I'm the co-founder, but he's the founder. It's his idea, but we just work together to develop it.
Okay.
But it's his idea. But we get thousands of visitors reading all the articles on there.
Well, that's great.
And so let's bring on Tyler to the show. Tyler. Well, and who just turned 21, moms of daughters out there. Tyler, welcome to your show, the Todd Levitt Law Show.
Well, thank you, Todd. I appreciate you having me on. First, I didn't know this was eHarmony. Thanks for building me up so much there. I like that.
When all the moms come into our office with their daughters, you know, respectfully, who need representation, Tyler does the intakes. He doesn't give out legal advice. You're not allowed to unless you're a lawyer, just like the courts. But the moms say, he's adorable. We just love him. So, you know, he's great, and we love you, Tyler. So tell us about collegelawyerblog.com for a minute.
Well, as you know, it's like he said, an online blog. We typically write stories and articles that would, really relate to the average college student and their families. The best part about the College Lawyer Blog is, you know, as college students become young professionals, they want to start reading things, you know, online. And we give them something to read that directly relates to them. I mean, we talk about sleep deprivation for college students or what college degree is going to give them, you know, the best return on their investment. So it's pretty interesting stuff, I'd say.
So what are some of the recent stories that you've published on collegelawyerblog.com?
Well, you just published one. That was pretty cool, about how a waiter prepared you most for becoming a lawyer. But the most recent one I published was one about how college universities are doubling down on college athletics and how college athletics are really starting to run the show in the college scene and how schools are starting to probably focus more on their athletics than their academics.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely been a major trend. And you were a pitcher in high school.
Oh, yeah. I tried to pitch.
Lefty or righty?
Lefty, of course. Come on now.
How fast was your fastest pitch?
My coach says I threw around 84 or so, but I mean, that might be a little generous.
I was an all-star baseball player when I was a kid. I played T-ball better than anybody in my neighborhood.
I heard this one time.
King of T-ball. That's as far as my baseball career took me. And then when I was in school, everybody thought I was going into education.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because you're in the principal's office a lot, right?
All the time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Well, if you join me in earlier segments, I was talking about how people get stuck in this rut, and they always expect that bad things may be happening around the corner because things don't ever seem to go their way. But there comes a point in time in your life where things do start to go in a positive direction, and you get really nervous because you're waiting for something bad to happen.
Right, and that's bad because it sucks when you think that, you know, everything is going great and you're waiting for something bad to happen. You almost think it's going to happen just because you're expecting it to happen.
Yeah, and you mentioned an article that I published. I waited tables off and on for 10 years. Uno's Pizzeria, the old Holiday Inn in Mount Pleasant. I worked at a fish place in Franklin, Michigan during law school. But Uno's Pizzeria was my favorite place to wait tables. I have actually a picture of me in a uniform at home.
Oh, man.
But I wrote an article that does what?
Well, it specifically relates about how customer service and dealing with groups of people and, you know, adverse situations such as unhappy clients and other situations that come up when you're waiting tables.
Yeah, exactly. You're dealing with complete strangers who have they're in a rush or they're not happy with their family and you have other tables. And I mean, there's just a lot of customer service things that relate to all different kinds of jobs. So I just made an analysis. But look, we're here to talk about you and the College Lawyer Blog. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's been a great weekend.
What's the last article you wrote about? What do you have there?
The last article I wrote about, I recently mentioned, it talks a little bit about what college degree makes the most sense. And actually, as you know, which it's not surprising, degrees in science, technology, engineering, and math, you know, they make the most money.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, technology, they can't hire enough men and women in you know, computer technology areas,
right.
IT as well. So Tyler runs collegelawyerblog.com. It's his idea. Check it out online. Check out some of the articles. And if you have any comments, let us know. Also, you're looking for students to publish.
Yes, absolutely. If anyone wants to contribute to the blog, we are more than happy to you know, be your platform for your voice and what you want to write about. So
how do they get there's a posting on the blog, correct?
Yes, there's a posting. You can contact us at levittlawclerk@gmail.com, or you can just call us at the office at 989-772-6000. Absolutely, and we'll be more than happy to talk with you about
Tyler it. Tyler Webb, hashtag future lawyer, editor,
can't
and publisher, and founder of collegelawyerblog.com. We love you. Everybody loves you, Tyler. Big shout out to Mom and Dad.
Thank you. Yes, Britt and Laura Webb, love them. Thanks for putting me in Central and let me meet Todd. Absolutely.
And you'll be coming back on the
show.
You've
got to bring me on more. This is a great time.
You'll be on this. Your show in the future. I'm going into the backcountry somewhere with no...
hiding.
I'm going off the grid with my bumblebee.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, what kind of tree does an acorn come from?
An oak tree.
Okay, and what kind of... Where does a little twirly bird... What do you call those twirly whirlies? Whirly twigs.
The helicopter things?
Yeah.
Was that a maple tree?
Tyler
probably
knows this stuff. We didn't know that, Tyler.
I mean, I think I got maybe a little lucky there, but yes, absolutely. It's a maple tree.
So thanks for coming on the show. You'll be coming on a regular basis, folks.
I hope so.
Yeah,
looking
absolutely.
Forward to it. I appreciate it. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, yes.
It's the Todd L. Levitt Law Show featuring Tyler Webb and Nikki Morissette. Hey, have a great Memorial Day weekend, Tyler.
I appreciate you having me on. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Nikki.
Nikki.
Yes.
I mean, if you had a single daughter.
There we go.
I mean, look, I wish I had a son like that. I mean, I have great children, don't get me
right.
wrong, but if I had another one, he's sitting right in front of you.
There you go.
Boy. Hey, what would you like to say to all the listeners out there and about
stay
the
stay safe this weekend.
Please.
And thank a veteran.
Nikki, what I want to thank all of our vets, all the men and women who have served, currently serving, that have allowed us the freedoms to do what we do today. And Coleman Memorial, great time. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, that's in Coleman Veterans Memorial with the United by Sacrifice concert featuring Blue Oyster Cult and four other bands. Just come out there, salute the vets, have a good time, and support them.
That's one of the best Memorial Day things to do on Memorial Day weekend. Get out and support something that supports the men and women who serve our country.
Yep, and the concerts all start at noon, so you have plenty
get
of time
out
to
there,
get out
please.
There.
And, yes. And look, be safe. Do not text and drive. Do not drink and drive. Hug someone you know with consent.
Yes.
And check us out on iTunes. It's free.
Yes.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
I'm out of here.
You're out of here.
Because I'm not just a litigator.
You're an advocator.
Take us out.
Come on.
Hey, yes. Free. Just for iTunes. Out on iTunes. Check us out. Send with someone you know.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes in Mount Pleasant, and the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around.